In Oakland, another school board meeting, another protest. However, as KCBS's Scott Letiri reports, this one did not turn violent.
I would respectfully ask the protesters if they could let the public, there are other members of the public here who would like to be part of this meeting.
Was the plea from school board vice president and director Jody London. The protesters at the Oakland Unified School District's board meeting did not stop their chanting, so London called a recess and the meeting was resumed upstairs in a private room at school district headquarters. Protesters remain upset that a number of schools will be closed or consolidated as a cost-cutting measure the board says is necessary. However, there were no barriers set up this time for protesters to cross. During their October 23rd meeting, after protesters crossed a makeshift barrier, district officers moved in and took some of the protesters to the ground, including Zachary Norris, who's the executive director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights. He told KPIX 5,
"We were met with a metal barricade, with violent police officers, and we're being charged."
Six protesters were arrested after that meeting. They plan to file suit against the district, saying district officers used excessive force. Scott Letiri, KCBS.